We're starting Hilcha Shabbos, Chela Gimel, B'siyat, D'shmei Gedol. Let's just take a look at the Hakdama, briefly. The Chavetz Chaim has a famous Hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos. He starts at the beginning, first paragraph of the Hakdama, K'siv Batorah, Zachor, Hashem HaShabbos, HaKadusha, Sheish Yom Tov, B'sisik HaMotecha, Ki Sheish Yom Tov, Hashem HaShemayim, V'Hashem HaAretz. So what does the pasuk teach us? Hora lanu akosu bezeh she'inyan Shabbos hu shoresh ha'emuna. Shabbos is the shoresh ha'emuna. Leida to know she'olam hu mechudash v'kevan she'bara hakol. Since Hashem created the whole wide world, hu adon al hakol, Hashem created the world. He's mashkiach on the world, and therefore what follows, anachnu avadav, we are his avadim. Umuchuyavim, lasos etzona, we have to do ratzon Hashem, ula'avdo, and serve Hashem. V'chol gufeinu v'nishmaseinu mamoneinu ki hakol shalom. Then he goes on to say, whoever keeps Shabbos as if he was Makayim Kol Torah Kula, whoever Chatz V'Shalom Mechal Shabbos, Kiyil is Kofer B'Kol Torah Kula, and that's because Hushor Sha'amuna. Then he goes to Torah Nevim Uksuvim, that Shabbos is Shoku Kenege Kol HaMitzvos, and it's the most Chomer Avera in that, it's Chayv Skila, and it's connected to Avodah Zarah, fine. Then the second page, the Chavetz Chaim is pushing us to learn Hilcha Shabbos. If you look at the second page, third paragraph, Ach be'ezin yinuch ha'lova l'zer madrega, she'ishma Shabbos b'chol pratov, how can we keep Shabbos properly? Ha'eita yu'utza l'zer, the way to do it is, she'ira l'zari z'atzim l'umot Hilcha Shabbos, to learn Hilcha Shabbos, v'lachzor le'atomid, to do a lot of chazara, k'dei she'yeida also v'mutter, so we'll know what's mutter and what's aser. Gives a bunch of examples. And then the last line of that paragraph on the on the left side, this is the famous line, for Hayid Banu, Agon Balurim Vitum Visiva Yaros Dvash, Ki E F Shaklab Mitsia, She Notum Issa Shabbos, Imoyuma Kaladinam Alburiam Hatev Hate. That it's impossible to not violate Shabbos if one does not learn Shabbos very, very well. This actually came up once. I took a couple of students from Eisha Torah to see if they were really Jewish, and Rav Nachum Eisenstein Paskin, they were both Goyim. So I said, so what are the ramifications of having, you know, that these boys not being Jewish? So then we said, well, can they keep Shabbos? Because Yadua, that a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So one of the, he has some sniff lachyal that they can't keep Shabbos, but this was one of the coolest that came up is, yeah, they're not really keeping Shabbos anyway, because the Mishnah says, if you don't know all the Shabbos, you're not keeping Shabbos, and that was one, of the, I don't know if he said it, one of the other Dayanim said it, but that's when that came up. Now the last paragraph of the Hakdama, the second line, V'roi v'nochon l'chol yori v'chori l'drar Hashem, L'choni chaburos lomar Hilcha Shabbos. It's proper to get together groups to learn Hilcha Shabbos. K'dei shloi koshlubam, k'dei itza b'yalkud reish parashas v'yakel, Amar lo kadosh baruch hu l'moshe, Aseh lecha kihilos gedolos u'drosh, Shefeim b'rab Hilcha Shabbos. Get together groups learning Hilcha Shabbos. V'yadua sheshmir Shabbos, ki tikunu kiruv l'geula, K'mashem b'chazal, ilmolei shomu yisrael shei shabbosus, miyad hayu nig'olim. Okay, that is the highlights of the famous Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. Now we're at the Simen Reish Mem Beis. So, I'm not going to explain how this works. We'll just give the shiur the way we give the shiur, and you'll figure it out. Okay. We're starting out discussing Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya Navi says, V'karas of the Shabbos Oneg. The next pasuk says, it's something that's very choshev, as tis'aneg al Hashem, the midah keneged midah, if one is ma'aneg al Shabbos, he's zochah to this spiritual oneg al Hashem, whether it's this world, the next world. And there's a big machlokas which will come up again and again, is oneg Shabbos d'oraisa d'rabbanan. We generally assume it's d'rabbanan. The Ramban says d'oraisa, Radak says d'oraisa, others say d'rabbanan. You have a similar machlokas legabe the three meals on Shabbos. We assume generally it's the Rabbanon. There are those that, the Prima Gadim here brings down the Levush holds it's the Raisa, the Eli Rabba holds that it's the Rabbanon. The issue brings down in the first footnote fasting on Shabbos. Some say that's an Issa the Raisa, some say this is the Rabbanon, and they're all basically somehow related. Okay, so Reish Mem Beis talks about Lizar B'Kavod Shabbos. How should a person, what should you do during the week to prepare for Shabbos? How much money, what's the Shabbos budget? So the Torah brings down initially three Maor Makomos, and then there's basically another two. We have five Maor Makomos in the Gemara that relate to this topic. Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches says that the way to be manic Shabbos is to go all out, have fancy fish and fancy this and fancy that, go all out. Then there's another Gemara right over there in Kuf Yud Ches and Shabbos, which talks about, you know what, if you just do a little bit oinig Shabbos, you know, that's good enough. And then Rabbi Kiva has a very powerful line, and Rabbi Kiva says, it's better for you to eat tuna fish on Shabbos, asei Shabbat chachol, v'al titzarech lebrios. Instead of collecting money for food for Shabbos, it's better just to have a regular tuna fish and noodles. You need lechem mishnah, okay? But don't do anything for Shabbos if you can't afford it. Then there's another Gemara in Beit Tetzvav that Hashem says, my children, benu levu alai v'ani poriel. You should borrow money, and I will pay it back. Borrow money for your Shabbos expenditures, and I will pay it back. Then there's another Gemara, also Beit Tetzvav Tehazayin, that says that all of a person's finances are determined in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Hashem decides how much money a person is going to make. Chutz from Hotzol Shabbos Yontuv and Banav Talmud Torah. So if you go without a Shabbos, Hashem is going to give you money. So it sounds like the Pashut Pshat on the last Maor Makom is, so even if he doesn't have money, he should just borrow money, and Hashem will send back the money. And then the other line is, all his Mizonos, his Parnasa, is determined on Rosh Hashanah, except for Ban of the Talmud Torah and Shabbos V'yantah, which means person makes $10,000 a year, let's say, and that's what he needs to get by, not including Shabbos. So Shabbos, he can spend whatever he wants, because he's really going to make this year, let's say he needs $5,000 for all the Shabbos. So Hashem is going to spend the $5,000 somehow, and it would sound like it doesn't matter. Now, there's a lot of system. The system doesn't work like that for many reasons. Just the whole concept, let's say, in this country, Yeshiva Gedolah costs 1,000 shekel a month. And if you prove they have no money, you pay 400 shekel a month. Why should you have to prove that? You don't believe in Chazal? Or in America, tuition is $25,000 a year. And you have four kids, that's $100,000. And you prove to them that you can't afford it, so they cut it now, you get $50,000. You cut it from Torah Shabbat Peh. Chazal say that whatever you spend on Talmud Torah and Shabbos and others is going to come back to you. So that's a very strong question. And we see just it's not so posh. So that's what we're going to discuss right now. So on that Gemara, Beitza Tetzvav, where Hashem says, you borrow money and I will pay back. So Tosis over there asks Akasha right away. Tosis says, very small places. Tosis says, but what about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says that it's better to asei Shabbat Chachol va'al titzarech lebrios. It's better not to require handouts and just eat tuna fish and noodles. You can afford tuna fish and noodles. That's what you should do. So how does that work with Benu Levu Alai Vani Poreh? So great cash on Tosis. The problem is that there's two. The Tosis gives one answer, and then there's a big. Basically, I guess it seems to be two Gersos in Tosis' answer, which are exact opposites. One Gersa in Tosis is the Groz Gersa is it's only if Rabbi Kiva is saying you should eat tuna fish and noodles if you don't have anyone to borrow from. And I'm trying to think, like, nowadays, you just use that credit card, and you're like, how am I going to pay the bill? But there's almost not, you can reach your limit, and you can't use a check anymore, and you can't, it does happen. But in the olden days, there's no check, no credit card, so you either had cash, or you didn't have cash. Or you had something to barter, like, you push it, didn't have it. It was a different world. So the girl says, well, if he doesn't have anyone to borrow from, then he's stuck between the fish and noodles. But as long as someone to borrow from, he has to borrow. How's he going to pay back? Hashem's going to pay back for him. That's not the Gersa that we have in our Tosis. The Gersa in our Tosis is he's only allowed to borrow if he has a way to pay back. I mean, he's got a business. Right now, he is. I used to tell my son, he used to ask me for money. I don't have any money to give him. No money, we're poor. So I taught him a new phrase. No, we're not liquid. No, I don't have kids. No, money, dad. Right? So he says, look, the fact that you're not liquid, you have a business, and it could very well be tomorrow you'll get a customer, you get a client, you get the money. Right this second, I'm not liquid, I don't have the money. So that's the Gersa in Tosis. If he doesn't have a way to pay back, then he shouldn't borrow. But if he has a way, he has a business, so that's the Atar Zav. We'll see that in Shaarat Zion. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Agav, on this famous Gemara that all of his mezonos are katsuva Rosh Hashanah, so except for these three things, so some add in Rosh Chodesh and has a whole Rosh Tevis, whatever, but Tosa says all these three things are learned from the same pasuk. And therefore, we have basically three things on the fourth: Hotzah, Shabbos, Yontif, and Bonav and Talmud Torah. The Rizzo says, no, it's Lav Dafka. It refers to any mitzvah endeavor. Which also leads to a lot of questions, Yad Gemara, Ad Shlish, Ad Chomesh. Like, if you take everything, like one of my kids heard the Rav gave a drasha in his yeshiva, it all comes back to you, and he went, hey, I'm giving money, and he spent 40 shekel for Shabbos, and I'm like, what are you doing? Hashem said, you know, the Rebbe said, Hashem's going to give it back to me. I said, the Hashem said, your father's going to give it back to you, or Hashem's going to give it back to you. You can wait for Hashem to give it back to you, but I'm not giving you money that you spent 40 shekel on pizzuchin and all sorts of nonsense. But it's a difficult, it is a sugya with a lot of steerers, and you have to understand the sugya. Okay. Now, one more thing for the tour, then we'll jump in. The tour says that, this is amazing. He says, a bunch of times I asked my father, the Rush, he says, a person like me, I have a little bit of money, but really not enough to live on, and I only really get by because people help me out. So, should I be having tuna fish and noodles for Shabbos? Like, or should I be borrowing? What should I do? And he says, V'lo heshivani davar barur. Here's the tour, the son of the Rush. Asked his father numerous times, what should I do to make sure I have chicken for Shabbos? And his father would not answer him. Then the tour goes on to say that he had a deal, because this Gemara of Asay Shabbat Chachov, Atitzach Lebrios, is right next to Yehuda Ben Tema. So maybe that's what it's telling us, that he should be as kanamer kal kanesher to do the best that he can to make sure that he can properly be machabit Shabbos by being mamait in every other place. Okay, let's jump in and see everything inside. Reish men beis aleph. Even someone who is not self-sufficient, if he has a little bit of his own, he has to work hard to chabit as a Shabbos. So the machaber asks, oh, but we have a klal, better to eat tuna fish and noodles than to expect from others. That's only if he's really, really poor. Al Kain, therefore, tzarich letzamtein b'shar yamim kedei lechabed haShabbos. A person has to be, so don't eat so many noodles, or don't eat so much on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that you are saving up, you're being mamai the rest of the week, so that you're saving up for Shabbos. Okay, that's the end of this particular sugya. So, to start off with the three of the Gemara that says a person should go all out for Onik Shabbos, that's a person who's blessed with money, he has the money, he shouldn't be cheap, he should spend money for Shabbos. When it says even a little bit, so that's a person, he only has a little bit, he should spend a little bit. And the one where Rabbi Kiva says, Asay Shabbat Chachov, Atis Darek Labrios, that's where he kemat has nothing. If he kemat has nothing, so then he should stick to tuna fish and noodles. But now that's he has almost nothing. The person who mamish has nothing, so he doesn't have food for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So he's already collecting tzedakah. He's already collecting tzedakah, so we'll see that they should also give him something respectable. They shouldn't give him money for the same tuna fish and noodles for Shabbos as they do for Sunday. They should give him more. He can have chicken and fish. Mishmosef katan aleph afilu hine ikra mitzvah oneg Shabbos nispar shanu aidei hanevi'im, that's from Yeshaya u'kumo shenema b'kras shabbos oneg v'yesh poskim shesvilu di'ikara hu min haTorah sheshabbos hu b'chal mikra kodesh. Pasuk says v'yom hashi Shabbos shabbos hu mikra kodesh u'mikra kodesh zu u'mikra kodesh pirshu chazal b'sifra l'kadsha u'l'chada b'tus negiya, nice clothing u'l'angel ba'oneg echidu shdiya, nice food to eat, nice stuff to drink. Chazal speak very strong about this mitzvah. They call ma'aneg es haShabbos. No, no, nachala b'li mitzarim. It's a segula for wealth. V'nitzal mishibud malchus. V'zol chaverzela shirus. Which sounds like the first one was not wealth. Nachala b'li mitzarim. Maybe that's more spiritual. Ayin sham od kama ma'amar bin yisrael. V'nei begad mitzvah yei shlosha ma'amari chazal. He's going to go through the three ma'amari chazal. How do amur d'tzarech l'ango b'dagim g'dol v'roshe shumim v'tavshel shal trod in all sorts of fancy foods. Shazaya ma'achal chashuv b'zmaneyem. V'chein b'chol makom makom. You don't have to eat what was fancy 500 years ago. Eat what's considered chashuv today. Okay, so that's the people who have money. And look at that Aleph Beis. Get down to Beis. How the Amru that feel Dover Muah Chasul Chavit Shabbos? He admits his Oneg Shabbos. That feel Kass at the Harsin. That's some sort of small fried sardines or something. So that's what the person has a little bit. How the Amru Kiva say Shabbat Chachol Batis Tach Labrios VeChiluk Kol Elu Mamar Ubafinza. Okay, now he's going to explain the Chiluk. The man the Efshele if he has the money Tzach Lechadu Kiviyachot. He should go all out. Umi Shashad Dechukulo Biyoser. Hainu Sheein Rak Mazon Shtei. He doesn't even have money for Shal Shudas. He can't even buy the one shekel lachmania. He's putter from Shal Shudas. He doesn't do anything. He has enough money for three meals, and he has a little bit. So he should have three meals and something special at the meals. The issue brings down the makor for the three meals is by the mon. It says hayom ichlu hayom kish hayom lo simtu basadeh shabbos hayom hashem, something like that. It doesn't bring down the exact pasuk, but the three times says hayom. From there we learn three meals and the whole discussion. Daraisa, derabanan, makor, asmachta. What is it? Fine. He discusses women's chiyuv. Okay, right. They say, "Who did Misha Elo Klum? Who mutal al tzedaka? If he has nothing, and he depends on tzedaka, I had gabayim uchuyavim nitin l'shal suda. So the gabayim should not be cheap. Assuming the gabayim have enough to give all those in need, he should give him enough that he could have three meals and at least one thing special for the meal. The kosa darshan al kapanim. If adam nichbar, if it's someone who has money, I call the fichvado. The kavod should inspire." So this concept of have tuna fish and noodles for Shabbos is a person who's not yet collecting tzedakah. If he's already collecting tzedakah, so the gabayim should give him what he needs for Shabbos. But if he does not yet require tzedakah, he should not go collect tzedakah in order to be mekayim this mitzvah. He's going to be patur. But if he can be metzamtim all week and save up somehow to have something special for Shabbos, so then he's supposed to do that. Mishmur Sifkot on Beis, a Chabid is a Shabbos. The Torah Lizar Shal Yivchot Mishnei Tavshilin. He should have at least two. The Pashup Shad, I think, we bring down from Nissan Karelitz. He should have two cooked dishes at each meal. That's in Yom Adioma. So on Erev Tisha B'Av, by Sudam of Sekes, Halacha says you now have two cooked dishes. Two cooked dishes, it means that the meal is chashev. That's why we have a cooked egg. That's it. One cooked dish. So on Shabbos, you should have two cooked dishes. Erev Tisha B'Av, Sudam of Sekes, it's not supposed to be a chashev meal, but Shabbos is supposed to be a chashev meal. You should have two cooked dishes. Gam Tov, Shulchah B'chol Sudam, Yishol Shulchah Dagim. It's good for a person that fish. I think Hasidim are very makbid on that. The issue brings down the mucker, that the dumi, the tzaddikim that are going to eat from the Livyasan, Asadlava. He doesn't like fish. You don't like fish. You don't have to eat fish. The Shabbos la'oneg need time for the tzar. Shabbos is there for enjoyment, not for be force fed your fish that you don't want to eat. Look at the Sharatin on the bottom, Ois Aleph, that we missed, on the Onik Shabbos being Doraisa, Yesh Poskin as Doraisa, he brings on the Ramban, Parshas Emor, Sharatin on the bottom, Ois Aleph, Vayim Besefer Achinoch, Ubeis Yosef, Dili Dituhu, Midibay Sofim, they hold this door upon him, Vayim Besem Reish Bechest, Tophe Zayin, Vafilu Lili Dituhu, but even according to the ones that say it's quote unquote only Dorabanan, Sarich Lizar Maod Bazay, you still have to be very Zahir in Onik Shabbos, Shechamurim Dibay Sofim Yosef Midibay Torah. On some level, Divrei Sofrim are even more chamer than Divrei Torah. Uschar mafurish b'kabbalah. And the pasuk goes on and tells you the schar oz tisana gal Hashem. It is not to be taken lightly. Mishmur Sifkot on Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch said we only say asei shabbat chachol, eat tuna fish and noodles and al tisach lebrios only if he's shah dechukolo biyoser, very bad matzav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he does not have any collateral that with which he could use to borrow. Ubelo Mashkon, he doesn't have a credit card, he doesn't have a checkbook. Ubelo Mashkon ain't Yachol Asir, he pashut has no money. But if he does have something, he has a watch he got for his chasson, he can give that as collateral. Sarich Lilvos, he has to borrow the money. Kadesh Lavata Mitzisonik Shabbos. Means, this is the. Hashem says, I will pay back. That's the Gemara Beitza Tezav. So Tosa says, oh, what do you do with the stira? So this is the not the Girsa in our Tosis. This is the Groz Girsa. That's if you don't have any money, anyone to borrow from, because you have no collateral, no one trusts you, you're already in debt, whatever it is. But if you have what to borrow, then he says that you have to borrow. Say Shabbat Chachol is when you're partially stuck because you don't have anything to borrow. But if you have collateral and you can't borrow, then you're obligated to borrow. So the Mishabru is going with the Mahalik of the Gra, which is the Darga. Let's see, look at the Sharatin. Oh, it's Yud Beis, very important. If you have someone who will lend you money, you have to borrow the money and trust in Hashem that he will help you to pay it back. Now there are those that say that you have to tell him, I have nothing to pay you back, I am depending on the havtacha of Hashem. So he also has to be the same Baal Bitachon that you are. And they say, how do you know if you're on such a level of Bitachon? Would you lend the guy money? Pretend you have the money, he doesn't have the money, he comes, I have no money, I have no way to pay you back, I have no claim, nothing, but Hashem has havtacha. If you're willing to give that guy money, so then now the tables are turned, and he's the one who needs it, so then he's a Baal Bitachon and he could do such a thing. But otherwise, he shouldn't do that. So, as a more English-speaking American, I appreciate the other mahal. So the next line in the Sharatin about Terezakenim Asher Delo Yilva Elim Kin Meshar Shiela Bamele Froa. He cannot borrow money unless he has a plan. He has to have a way of paying back, some sort of plan, some idea, not just Hashem is going to pay him back. Vinira, now the conclusion of the Sharat Siyan, which they say is a hachra between the two mahachim, Vinira the hakol lefi ha'inyan. It's all lefi ha'inyan. What does it mean, hakol lefi ha'inyan? So hakol lefi ha'inyan means it depends on his darga bitachon. If he's this super big baal bitachon, now you can't, your bitachon can't, you know, affect the other guy. You have to tell the guy, I'm borrowing money, I have no way to pay it back. And he has to be, I guess, on the same level bitachon as you. But if a person's not such a big baal bitachon, and you can't just, you know, if he's got the latest, the gadgets, and the latest this, and the latest that, when it comes to Shabbos, I'm borrowing from him, but no way paying back, but, you know, he has to be consistent in his bitachon b'Hashem, and in his being frugal, and not spending money that he doesn't have. So Yadirshu points out in 19, from Rav Karelitz, he wants to say that even the Gra will agree that if you push it out, no plan, no way you think you'll ever pay the guy back, that you're not allowed to borrow money. Elik fi choto, only borrow what you can. But you can't just borrow and say, okay, I want to have a suda shlomo b'shaito, I want to make a Shabbos meal like a chasana, and I'm going to borrow and I'm going to pay back. He says, no. Hakol toy b'midas bitchono. Everything is according to your bitachon. So the full Gemara is levu alai, the ha'aminu bi vani parea. Borrow money, believe in me, and I will pay back. But you have to be on that level of believe in me. If he's on a super level of bitachon, so then he has a right to do certain things that other people do not have a right to do. And he's saying also that's only then he brings down from Rav Yashiv. This is talking about the basics for Shabbos, not pitzuchim. There's no mitzvah of pitzuchim on Shabbos. If you want pitzuchim, doesn't mean you have a right to borrow for that. Then he talks about the generator. The generator, you have a right that's part of Otzah Shabbos that you can rely on if you're to spend the extra money on the generator to have the extra kosher electricity. So Piskei Tshuvas had a very interesting mahalach. He says that he claims, I didn't go through all of Tur, but he claims there's nowhere in Tur, nowhere else in the Tur where he asks his father a question and his father does not give him an answer. Right? The Tur says, you know, I can't really get by, and what's my status? What should I go? Borrow money? What should I do for Shabbos? And his father wouldn't answer him. So Piskei Tshuvas wants to say, this is a beautiful mahalach. He says, so what he wants to say is he couldn't write a mahalach for the doros because everybody's different. It depends on bitachon. Is the chicken kosher or a treif? It's what's a mahalach, and every single person's midas bitachon is different, and therefore the answer is different for every individual. I was thinking that perhaps even the Tor himself, the Rosh, couldn't tell the Tor what to do because it depends on the Torah's level of bitachon. So the Torah went and dug up more Marmar Kalmus and built, I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to say this, but the Torah, but he built up his dagger bitachon. But you see, what is the quick disclosure? Borrow money, he asked his father numerous times, and his father would never answer him. So it could be that the Rush didn't even want to answer for the Torah, because a person has to figure out himself where he's holding in his level of emunah bitachon. Perhaps. That's my addendum. So that's what they say, that the Mishnah Berurah is being machriya between the Mahalich, the two Gersalas and the Tosas. Can he borrow when he has no way of paying back or not? When the Sharatina says nira da kolafia inyan, that's his way of being machriya. It depends on his level of bitachon. And I think it was Pesach Chuvas that wanted to say, if you would lend a person money in that situation, because you have such a dagger bitachon for him, so then you get dagger bitachon for yourself. But if you wouldn't do it for him, then you have no right to do it for yourself. So he should work very hard to be mitzamtem all week, save up money in a piggy bank every week. He has another few shkalim here there, and then by Friday he's got enough to go buy some treats for Shabbos. If you spend more, it's given back to you. Again, it's hard to know what that really means. But we said you don't have a right to do certain things necessarily. Usually you should be very careful to live within a budget. And we don't know what the budget is, because no one got a baskel to find out what Hashem was kaveh for him on Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to certain things, you have a right to go a little bit over and above. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down like this Teres Zekanim. He says, we're talking about, you have a mahalach, you have some money coming in, you have a business, you have potential to make money, not a person is totally destitute with no possibility of making money at all. Right, so it's on this that they bring down Rav Yashiv, that don't think that means that you have a carte blanche, you can go buy whatever you want. But again, it's not so plush that the whole from world is built on scholarships and certain things that on face value don't fit in with that chazal. But again, we had five different chazals, and how they all fit in together is still very unclear.